Okay, we're going to do Chumash today because tomorrow is our Tainis. I want to see as much as we can work through a particular interesting theme. Yaakov Vinu has the ability to give any bracha he wants. Klal Yisrael have the brachas. HaKadosh Baruch already gave the koichas of brachas to Avram Avinu. Wherever he gives brachas will be blessed. And Yaakov Vinu now is a Bechir Havis. He is the most perfect of all the others, in the most perfect setting, with perfect grandchildren. And he is now giving the ultimate bracha. And he says to them, on that day he gave the bracha. You, Klal Yisrael, give the bracha to say, Yisimcha Elokim Kefraim Chamanashe. That Kodesh Baruch Hu should make you like Ephraim and Manasseh. Right? Yisimcha like Ephraim and Manasseh.
You know,
the ultimate bracha is that children should be like Ephraim and Manasseh. And Lemaisa, Bayomahu Lemo is many brought down, Bayomahu also Bayomahu, the day of a bris. This is what you give our children when you come back Friday night, whether it's before the meal or after the meal, different minhagim. But the bracha that you give your child at the most ultimate, most beautiful time is Yisimcha Elokim Kefraim Chamanashe. What is so unique about Ephraim and Manasseh? Why is that the ultimate peak? Why is that the paradigm of that we have to have in mind when giving a bracha, that should be ultimately, Ephraim and Manasseh should be the perfection of Klal Yisrael? So there's various different mahalchim. And one mahalach is brought down from the many svarim, that Ephraim and Manasseh broke every single regular stereotype of children where they go down from generation to generation. What we know is Yehudas HaDoiris. Klal Yisrael have, after the Ovis, the Ovis were Sholish. Now the Sholish means they were all on the same level. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were the same level, and it was unique that they were on the same level. There has never been a generation, in a regular generation, where ultimately the generation below has become a greater level at the generation above. Now, I want to get this very clear. You know, our generations today, you know, we're far more sophisticated and knowledgeable than many other generations before. We know a lot more today. Go to the average 17, 18-year-old child today knew more than a 17, 18-year-old child knew a generation above or two generations above. So we don't really see Yehudas HaDoiris today. Like, you know, Baruch Hashem, we'll be more makbid on matzahs, we have better esregim, the kids know more, you know, Reb Shkop, Reb Shkimon Shkop, and Trop Wasserman, and they can do long this. And therefore, where's Yehudas HaDoiris? Rabbi said, is Yehudas HaDoiris, there's no doubt. Yehudas HaDoiris is the basic emuna and betochen and the erlichkeit and the yashrus and the straightforward knowing what it means to be an eved Hashem that is Yehudas HaDoiris. There's no doubt. There's no doubt. We're far more sophisticated, but the real relationship the person has with Rabbeinu Shleilam was much more real. It was much more direct, and it's Yehudas HaDoiris. Ephraim and Manasseh were keruvein v'shimon yearly. Ephraim and Manasseh were so wonderful that they not only were not a level or two levels or three levels below that you would expect in Mitzrayim, they were on the same level as Reuven and Shimon. In other words, they were the same level as their parents. They broke the stereotype of child that is below the level of the parents. There was no Yehudas HaDoiris with Ephraim and Manasseh. And that was something that we wish a parent, and the parent wishes his child, that I'm not asking for a tremendous amount, but at least don't fall lower than we are right now. You know, today I was speaking to Machanchim, and they say, in the past generations, Yehudas HaDoiris, a doyer, was 20 years, 30 years. He says, a doyer today, Yehudas HaDoiris today every 10 years. And they're saying, not even every 5 years. You can see a bocha who's been in yeshiva 10 years ago is different to a bocha in 10 years later is Yehudas HaDoiris. A doyer is not 30 years. A doyer today is 10 years. There's a whole different level. See, Simcha Lekim Ephraim and Manasseh is such that we wish them that it should be the same level as their parents were. And that was something that was unique with Ephraim and Manasseh. You all know this famous story. Moshe Scherer was on the plane flying to a Gunna convention with Yaakov Kamenetsky. You all know this story. But it's worthwhile saying it over again. And he was sitting there with a very left-wing secular Jew. And the secular Jew was discussing various different things with Yaakov Kamenetsky, not in a respectful way, in an antagonistic way. And Yaakov, in his beautiful, wonderful, lovely smile, he answered him back in a pleasant way that one expects Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky to answer him back. By the end, he just couldn't take it anymore. And he says, Rebbe, tell me, I've been watching you. The way your grandchild takes your shoes off and helps you put them back on again, and the respect, he brings you a drink and brings you a blanket and puts a cushion straight. my grandchildren don't treat me that way. What is it? How do you get that? What's the matter? So he said it's very simple. Rabbi Yaakov with his big smile, he said to him, it's very simple. In today's world, and this is real, today's world we see in certainly much more today with in the world of high tech. You know, grandparents don't know how to email very often, right? The grandchildren, you know, the 4-year-old comes along, daddy, you haven't pressed the button over here, and he unlocks the thing. And they look at the grandparents or parents being a little bit primitive because they have the iPhone 5 and dad's only got an iPhone 1, like, you know, what a dinosaur, right? And they look at him like being primitive, and the more modern you get and the next generation, you're advancing. And the last generation is backward because it didn't have a smartphone. It only had a mobile phone. The generation before that didn't even, only had a landline. And therefore we're advancing. And therefore we're turning, the previous generations, ultimately, we're running away from Darwin theory of becoming a monkey. And therefore we're de-monkeying as we're going along down the generations, becoming less and less of a monkey. And therefore, why should you respect the more ape-like generation beforehand? Vasha Enkein, when Klal Yisrael, we believe that Yiridus HaDoiris, and we were trying to get as close to as Mosai Yagia Maisa de Maisa Avosai. How will you go back? And therefore, of course my grandchildren respect me, because you're one generation closer to Avram Avinu. You're one generation closer to the monkey. And therefore, that is one idea of Yiridus HaDoiris, is something Ephraim Nasha didn't do, and therefore that is something that we have ability to do. There's another very beautiful pshat from Mikdash Melech. He says that this. He says, every pair of brothers from the beginning of Maisa Bereishis brought down in the Torah until today had a terrible time one with the other. Terrible. You have Cain and Hevel, two brothers. Fine. Cain kills it. Terrible. They kill each other. Terrible. Next, you have Yitzhak and Yishmael. Didn't work. You had Yaakov and Esau. Really didn't work. Right? You had Yosef and his brothers. Really didn't work. And now we have Ephraim and Manasseh. That not only does it work, but Ephraim gets more covered than Manasseh, and Manasseh, you don't find him getting upset, and he's standing there, and Manasseh takes it because he realizes, as brothers, there's no competition, we won. And therefore, what we're giving the bracha to the children is, we should be like Ephraim and Manasseh. No competition, working together in unison. And that is a bracha to give our children, that it shouldn't compete, they should be like one. That's another very, very interesting mahalach in Ephraim Manasseh. But I saw a very nice vault from Rav Svihish Ferber. And he says that in today's world, he brings it in the days where he was a rabbi of the West End Synagogue in London. And he came from Europe, and he had a very, very difficult time. He was a Rav, Lithuanian Rav, who came from Europe, and he came to the real English shuls, where they didn't have in that generation the respect for Torah that one would have expected. And Torah hadn't yet really reached the yeshivas hadn't reached the British shores at that stage. And he had a very difficult time. To the extent that he once said, you know, in his bitter irony, he said, there's one of the curses in Parshas Kisova is Charchor. Charchor. Charchor is some kind of skin disease. So he said, I never knew what Charchor was until I came to London. And Charcha I knew as Chatzi Rabbi, Chatzi Reverend. That was, and he had a very difficult time. And he said the impression was that boys who can't do anything else in the world go to yeshiva. You know, if you can't do, teach. And if you gave these guys half a chance in the world, they would see that there's much better things in the world than sitting and learning. You know, these guys are learning yeshiva because it's an escape. And I'm not saying that's always that person should stay in yeshiva all their life, and they shouldn't put. I'm not saying that's really hashkafa thing. But what I'm saying is that Ephraim and Manasseh had it all. They were the viceroy's sons. They had the power. They had the influence. They had the education. They had the Torah from Yosef. Yosef taught them the Torah of Shem Ve'Eva. And when Yaakov Avinu came, they weren't busy in politics, they weren't busy in making money, or they were busy in going to Yaakov Avinu and saying, Tap Zeda, teach us some Torah. And therefore, B'choy Yisporchu Yisrael, Klal Yisrael will see for generations later, that it's Chas V'Chalila to say that Torah is an escape, and if they're no better, they go to universities and have a bit of outside information, they would change their views. We see with Ephraim Manasseh that they didn't. And they knew what was the real pleasure in life, what the real aspirations were. And that's what we wish our children, that they have this clarity. Of course, panos is important, and of course, to be involved in people is important. But what's very, very important is that Torah ultimately is king. And that's Peshat when he says, you put Ephraim before Menashe. The Ksav Sofer says that Ephraim was the one who was a Talmud Chochum, who Yaakov Avinu learnt with on a personal basis. And Menashe was the Tsar. Menashe was the one who ran the household. He was more on the outside than the minister. He ran the household. So he says that you give the bracha of Ephraim first. The bracha of Torah comes first. Ephraim before Menashe. Adarabba, a person should become a Ben Torah. And ultimately, necessarily, if he can't become a Ben Torah, he should be a Gesunter Geschmacker Balabos. But the focus should be, as Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchila means, you've got to give Torah its ambition first. A person should become a Talmud Chochem and stay a Kli Kodesh. Ultimately, one doesn't have to be apologetic in any way if a person becomes a not a Godel, but Torah or Rosh Yeshiva, if that's not for him. But ultimately, the aspirations of a father should be to inspire him to become somebody who is ultimately focused in Torah. But more than that, Ksav Sofer says very nicely, he says that Ephraim, as we said, was a Ben Torah. And Menashe was the one who was a diplomat. He went out and he helped people and he spoke on behalf of his father. And he said the aspiration of a father should not be somebody who is sitting focused in learning and is not able to communicate to the outside world. There's got to be an ability for somebody to be able to reach out and somebody to be able to communicate what it means to be a Talmud Chochem, to be able to speak to the outside world and to be able to have a language of the outside world. And therefore the bracha that we give our children should be Ephraim, the Godel Batorah, and Menashe, the man who is a diplomat, the man who is able to go out and use the Torah together with those two koichos to make the perfect human being of being a Talmud Chochem, a diplomat. So therefore, ultimately, you have the Torah, you have the ability to go out and to encourage other people to be involved and to make the Kiddush Hashem of not saying, if this guy knew any better, he wouldn't be there. But we have to understand one thing further. We have to understand the picture of what Ephraim and Menashe were actually doing. Ephraim and Menashe were born in a place of Mitzrayim, which is a place of Tumah of Mitzrayim, was something that Al Pi Derech HaTeva was impossible to get out of. A Eved had never left Mitzrayim because the brainwashing of what it meant to be belonging to the culture of Mitzrayim was never allowed them to break out of it and have independence of their own thought. It was more than just another culture. It was a dark, dark culture of terrible, terrible immorality. Terrible immorality and historically, you look into the history books, you see that immorality that took place in ancient Egypt was Greek and Rome looked like scouts. It was unbelievable. It's terrible. And Ephraim and Menashe developed in that situation, in that environment. Not only did they not get sucked into the environment, but they shone and they grew and they became the Reuven v'Shimon Yili. They became Reuven and Shimon. How did they have this koyach? So the famous Yaakov Kamenetsky. That why did Yaakov Avinu have to go to Shem Ve'eva? Shem Ve'eva was the gadlus of living and surviving in Golus. Shem Ve'eva was the why didn't I know about Yitzchok? It's about surviving in Golus. He gave that to Ephraim and Menashe. And they survived and they flourished in an environment that was ultimately impossible unless a person had that chinuch to be able to live in an environment of surrounded by such tumor. You know, in today's generation, we said before that we're far more sophisticated and we're far more knowledgeable and we're far more educated than we were in the previous generations. But the nisyonus of these generations is something which is so incredible. People that we would respect in the previous generations are doing sometimes things that we don't ultimately expect them to do. The tumor is so great, whether it's through the internet or whether it's through other technology or world. The world has gone crazy to an extent. It really has gone crazy. And to be able to live in that environment and to flourish and to grow and to bring up children and to keep them away from all the craziness that's on the street, which is something which is, I don't know, the previous generation had that, is something they have to learn the Torah Shem Ve'eva. You've got to learn how to survive in a golus surrounded by all this. Ephraim and Menashe were able to do that. They were able to live there and be able to survive there and not have any at all, any Rida Sadoris, live in the generation that the parents lived in. That's what we wish our children. We wish them that it should be peaceful with one another. We wish them that it should not be Yiras HaDoyrus, that it should look to the previous generations in awe, not in disgust. We wish them that they should be able to know and focus on what the real things are in life, that Torah is the ikka. One has to be diplomatic, one has to make a panosa, but what the ikana of our life is a focus and the geschmack of sitting down and learning. You know, I went recently to a place I was in a different country by a chasna, and I went to a table there, and there were balabatim sitting there, very, very well-to-do balabatim, very people who really live in the outside world as far as outside the yeshivas. These people are working, these people are earning money, and they're earning a lot of money. And I sat down there to speak to somebody, and the discussion around the table was a dafayomi. Well, today's dafayomi. And they were speaking with such respect, they were speaking with such beauty, and each one's asking a kasha, and these people really knew what was going on. And I was so impressed that Baruch Hashem we have today, we have a healthy environment that one can grow in everything. In everything. You can live in a world of normality if you just have the correct focus, and that's what we wish our children. We wish our children that Be'ez Hashem should have the clarity with all that's going on, and it's almost impossible to have this today, but able to be like Ephraim and Manasseh, and Be'ez Hashem, they should be Keruven, Mishim, and Yuli. That is our desire, that is our wish, and Be'ez Hashem, we should all have that from our children. Yashukoya. Tomorrow is...